Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:30 p.m. We are here today, September 19, 2018, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the scheduling conference of OPA PA 18-003, Take Care Insurance Company versus the Department of Administration. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodolin Gerardo and Vincent Duenas. Will appellant Take Care Insurance Company please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, this is David Mayer, counsel for Take Care Insurance Company, and I'm appearing telephonically.
Okay, will purchasing agency, Department of Administration, and any institutional representatives present for the record? Please identify yourselves.
Thank you. I'm Shannon Titano, Assistant Attorney General. With me is Joseph Perez, also Assistant Attorney General. We're here representing the Purchasing Agency, Department of Administration.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Camacho.
Good afternoon. So we're basically here for a scheduling conference. There have been a couple developments. So first and foremost, in terms of development, with the new public auditor, the new public auditor has recused himself from this matter and has appointed me to essentially preside over this proceeding. So that's the first development. If anybody has a objection to that, I'm going to issue a scheduling order allow you to file your objections just like I would had the public auditor chosen to, or had the public auditor not recused himself from the matter. The second order of business is we still have a pending motion to cancel the RFP. That was not decided. For the record, the reason that hasn't been decided yet was the previous public auditor's practice to give direction on motions are basically dispositive motions such as that. But now that I've been appointed to preside over the matter, I will be looking at that motion personally and deciding it based on its merits. And I hope to issue a decision on that motion by early next week at the latest. Third order of business is essentially the one motion that was resolved, the motion to compel. One of the other reasons why the this matter hasn't been heard to this point, this is more a question for you, Mr. Mayor. Did you receive the discovery you were requesting from the Attorney General's office?
Yes, sir, I did. And we intend to file a motion to compel because we do not believe that the Attorney General's office has produced the documents that were required to be produced in your order. And so that's one motion. But there is another motion that we would like to file. That would be a motion to consolidate the two appeals, because you had mentioned in our last scheduling conference, when I had mentioned that there may be two appeals, you said, we'll file a motion to consolidate. I wasn't able to do that until our second protest was denied, and then I could file an appeal. But almost immediately upon me filing that appeal, there was an order holding it in abeyance until very recently.
Mr. Mayor, let's take that issue up when we call the second case. And
we'll
probably dispose of that without filings. So back to the discovery issue. Have you tried to work that out with Ms. Titano or Mr. Perez?
No, I have not, sir. But I'm more than happy to try to work it out with them. But to make a long story short, not a single communication was produced between DOA and AI. The only thing produced that even referred to AI is base staff 001258, which is merely an internal email between DOA and this Titano introduce part of your order granting a motion to compel in part, seeking those kind of communications. None of them have been produced.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you to just try to work that out with Ms. Titano or Mr. Perez after these proceedings. As a last resort, you can basically file a motion to compel.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Titano, Mr. Perez, any comment on that issue?
As far as specific information, I know part of your order was to update the privilege log, and I believe that some of the communication in reference to Mr. Mayor was listed as a privilege or confidential document.
Well, it wasn't just to update the privilege log. I agreed with Mr. Mayor that certain aspects of the privilege log were quite lacking, you know, in terms of, it's not just, we think these documents are privileged. As I cited in the opinion, the law actually requires, you have to state why, under what, because the general rule is a procurement record is in fact a public document. You have to find a specific exception, and there are, they do exist, and basically explain how this document or set of documents fall within those few exceptions. Mm-hmm. So that was a task that I gave to the purchasing agency after the, or in the decision. So. I'm not going to get into it right now.
Okay.
I just encourage both parties to try to work this out versus wasting more valuable time concerning documents that either should be produced or documents that clearly fall within these privileges. So I just ask that the parties try to work this out. And as our last resort, yes, you can file the appropriate motion. Yes, I will hear it. That said, were there any other issues that the parties feel I need to take up at this time, in this case?
Well, not at this time, now that there's actually a third motion that we intend to file at both reviews, and that is based on the ruling of July 18, 2018, where you ruled that neither the negotiating team nor DOA could, quote, divulge information contained in the negotiating team meetings to persons outside the negotiating team, close quote. Now, we respectfully disagree with that position, but that is the hearing officer's order. Now, as a consequence of that, we'll be filing a motion in limine to prevent the negotiating team and DOA from taking inconsistent positions, trying to have it both ways, namely, we're going to maintain this motion in limine that they cannot maintain that events and negotiation team meetings cannot be divulged, and at the same time divulge the alleged reasons the negotiating team agreed to approve GLMC as a medical client. Because that would naturally entail divulging things that occurred in negotiating team meetings.
Well, I'll entertain that motion. I'll entertain that motion when you file it, Mr. Mayor. Okay. But thank you for the heads up. All right. So the other big thing is assuming, and I haven't ruled on the motion to cancel the RFP at this time, but if it's denied, when are the parties going to be available for a formal hearing in this matter? I know you're off island, Mr. Mayor. Do you, when can you be on Guam for that hearing?
Well, after we resolve the motion, the different other issues we'll have to work through. I looked at what happened last time, Your Honor, when we had our scheduling conference, and I'm going to assume for the sake of argument that the two appeals will be consolidated, which I actually think makes common sense. And, but I think that after consolidated, considering the kind of motion schedule that we set last time,
when in November?
Well, my preferred date would be November 19th, but I'm not necessarily married to that date, John. If Ms. Tyno or Mr. Perez has problems with it, or you have problems with it.
Does the purchasing agency have any issues with that particular date?
No issue.
No issue.
You know, it's not set in stone, and I'd also have to confer with the staff, because if these two cases are consolidated, there's still the pleading stage with the later appeals. I don't know where that's at, and I would have to take a look at that. Do we know when that's going to end at all?
Which one? Sorry.
The new appeal, the second appeal?
No.
So we consolidated, we have to make sure that the...
I know for the second appeal, we have the record due on Friday and the agency report due next Friday. That was the only scheduling order we received to date.
Okay, so I'd have to, Mr. Mayor, take a look at that to verify that particular date. So we can nail down when, for example, the last pleading is supposed to be filed. And then we would, of course, be scheduling a pre-hearing conference based on these dates.
You know, I looked at those dates, Shauna, when I was thinking about a date for a consolidated hearing. I believe the agency report is due on, I'm talking for DOA in the second appeal, I think it would be on September 28th. And any rebuttal we would have to that would be due on October 5th. These are just normal rules that would be followed.
All right, and then I'll take a look at that, and we'll figure that out. But be expecting perhaps a pre-hearing conference if these cases are consolidated, probably in the late October timeframe, mid to late October timeframe, approximately 30 days before the formal hearing date, if we hold it on November the 19th. Are you going to be on island, or do you need a... Do it by telephonic communication again, Mr. Mayor.
For a pre-hearing conference.
That's correct.
For the November 19th, I'd probably do that telephonic later, sir.
All right. And I'm not going to require you to make a motion for that. You just have to notify the staff so we know what to expect, and we can accommodate that request. Do I need to take up any issues other than that?
Your Honor, can I propose a date for consideration of a motion schedule? And frankly, to me, this would apply a little bit of being concerning and the one that we've already been working on. But assuming that I'm not able to work things out with Ms. Tyno and Mr. Harris about the motion to compel, at a minimum, there's going to be a motion amendment. And what I was thinking about was filing motions on October 10th. And then I looked at the schedule last time, and you gave DLA 2 weeks to respond to motions, which is fine with me. And that would make their oppositions due October 24th. And then you gave me 1 week to do a reply, which is fine with me too. And that would make my replies due October 31st. Then I also looked at the schedule last time, and assuming we have a November 19th hearing date, if you start backing up the same number of days and days that we did last time, the filing deadline for witness list, exhibits list, and admission of facts and dispositions would be about November 5th, and then the hearing briefs, November 7th.
We're getting, Mr. Mayor, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, so let's... but you are right. If I do draft a briefing schedule for motion, those are the approximate time frames I use. It's no secret. I use them in every case. This is, after all, supposed to be an expedited hearing, so it's not like the Superior Court. And there are more extended briefing type schedules. All right, so...
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. I was just using the same schedule we used last time, so...
All right. So I'm going to basically be issuing a new scheduling order. This is after the cases are consolidated, and it will include a new motion filing deadline as we are taking on or consolidating the new appeal. I think we've done nothing in, we've scheduled really nothing in that in that second appeal. No other matters to discuss in this particular case. We're going to go off the record at 1:46.